WRDN 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Testimony is finished in the hush money criminal trial of former President Trump. Closing arguments expected a week from today. After today's session in the hallway, calling the case political, the defendant.
I'm gagged. I'm not allowed to say what I'd like to really say. You'd be very impressed. But I'm gagged. So why would I take the chance?
Jurors will likely begin deliberations next week. Calling the move by the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for top Israeli leaders, accusing them of war crimes, saying it's shameful. Secretary of State Blinken, he says the Biden administration may be open to sanctions targeting ICC officials. Pleading not guilty with others accused of an effort to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Airlines for America has launched a campaign urging the DOT and the FAA to address the nation's air traffic controller shortage. This is ABC News. Mourners line the streets of the Iranian city of Tabriz, bidding farewell to President Ebrahim Raisi, who was killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend.
The scene in Tabriz, as a vehicle carrying the bodies of President Raisi, his foreign minister, and six others, slowly passes by. They all died on board a Bell helicopter that Iran purchased some 20 years ago. Meanwhile, in Tehran, hundreds gathered to mourn the death of their leader. Iran has offered no cause for the crash. An investigation is underway.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Volvo teaming up with Aurora, the autonomous driving technology company, and unveiling its first production-ready self-driving semi-truck. The truck features level 4 autonomous driving, meaning it can operate without a human driver. Volvo plans to deploy 20 trucks this year and 100 by next year. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are arrested following an alleged child sexual assault in Fond du Lac County. According to the sheriff's office there, a 12-year-old girl showed up at someone's doorstep in the town of Oakfield early Sunday morning looking for help. The girl said she escaped from a man's vehicle after he bound and blindfolded her and tried to sexually assault her. The man, who is undocumented and originally from Central America, was taken into custody. The victim's mother was also arrested after investigators say the suspect paid her to spend alone time with her daughter. The victim and her siblings are now in protective custody. A road rage shooting shuts down a busy Milwaukee interstate during morning rush hour Monday. It happened on I-94 near American Family Field. The road closed after a 911 call reported the incident that started on city streets and then moved onto the freeway, where bullets were said to have hit the caller's car. No one was hurt. Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies searched the closed freeway for evidence and found two casings. The incident closed the freeway for just over an hour. The sheriff's office is on the lookout for the suspected shooter as the investigation into that incident continues. It's now been 3 months since Elijah Vu went missing. The Amber Alert issued for the three-year-old Two Rivers boy on February 20th is still active. Two Rivers police say tips still come in every day in connection to the toddler's disappearance, and they follow up on every one of them. Investigators say they believe Elijah is in Manitowoc County based on the video evidence they've reviewed. The boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges and are awaiting trial. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the evening, a tornado watch continues for the area. Large hail greater than golf ball size, wind gusts higher than 70 miles an hour, and tornadoes all possible. Scattered storms tonight. Obviously, some could be severe with heavy rainfall. Breezy, lows in the low 50s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 66.
Week for the Farm Bill. We're going to talk about that. Some of the fighting going on between Democrats and Republicans in terms of the Farm Bill. Also, some news out on here on Tuesday early in the morning. More USDA money going to the RAP program. $300 million announced by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We're going to touch on that and more D.C. issues and whatever else we decide to talk about coming up here today on the show. Also, in segment three, we're going to talk trade with Luke Lindberg from South Dakota Trade. He's going to join us for a conversation, and we'll wrap the show with a look at news headlines. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex. Long hours is the name of the game. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep your trucks on the road. Learn more online at cenex.com. Well, let's kick things off here today on AOA. Joining us now as we talk markets, Garrett Toy with Ag Trader Talk. Garrett, how's things in your neck of the woods in Illinois going?
You know, we went from being very wet to starting to miss some of the rains. We've had a pretty progressive week here with corn planting over the last week to 10 days. We had a nice shot of rain, so I think we're off to a pretty decent start. I think, you know, we started off late, but I think most everyone's done now, and we're sitting kind of pretty for the moment.
Well, and thinking about folks getting done, U.S. Crop Progress Report out Monday afternoon. I was kind of surprised. Corn, 70% planted, slightly above the trade guess. Last week, we were 49%, and soybeans, 52% planted, just above the halfway mark. I mean, you look at those numbers, and even though we've had some limited planting windows here, Garrett, I think that just speaks to how quickly farmers can get a crop in the ground when they get a window.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the size of the equipment and with auto steer technology, GPS technologies, I mean, you can run all hours of the night. It doesn't take long to get caught up. And we're sitting here at the corn market. You know, if we were in fact trading planting delays, we're caught up now. The funds still have fairly sizable shorts in corn, beans, and wheat. The internals in the corn market were kind of telling us that you know, the corn spreads are weaker. July SEP, SEP Dece, you know, had rallied here week 10 days ago to some new highs, and then it's just completely the floor dropped out of it. So perhaps the spreads are giving you some warning signs here as far as what you need to be doing to reward this rally. And I will note, you know, we had wheat trading to new highs here for the move. You know, we had a lot of selling above 690 last week when we tried to trade July wheat above those levels. We closed above those levels this week. So we're at new highs in wheat. But this day last week, we were trading 475 July corn, and we're still 15 cents away from there. So wheat's trying to pull corn higher, but it's like trying to pull a rock. It's just not it's just not wanting to go.
Well, and I think to that point, Garrett, I think a lot of farmers took advantage in the last rally, especially I think like Dece corn. We got so close to five, and I just felt like there was a lot of orders working there. Same in, like you mentioned, in wheat, getting up to new levels in wheat, new highs, and then all of a sudden the sell-off there. I think a lot of folks maybe said, okay, I don't want to chance this anymore, and took advantage or had orders working. And for the ones who didn't, well, you know, maybe that's something to think about here. If we could sustain a rally as we go through this week on maybe other weather concerns around the world, not so much U.S. planting, but I think this goes to show that you got to reward rallies when they're there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the stocks report confirmed the farmers sitting on a ton of corn, ton of soybeans. And we got to the magic numbers, 475 July corn. We pushed $5 Dece corn. You know, those are the magic numbers. The interesting thing is, you know, I put out a thing today. Since we set that spring crop insurance price in February, there's only been 7 days where Dece corn has traded below that spring crop insurance price. And, you know, we always want to market above the spring price. You know, it's kind of surprising we're in that big sell-off from January, February when the insurance price was set. But, you know, there's been some opportunities here to market above crop insurance guarantees.
Yeah, you just got to be smart about it. Know your break evens. Take a look at that plan. I think, too, as a lot of folks start to wrap up planting, they're going to be honing in. And seasonality here, too, Garrett. I mean, despite all the weather challenges in this market around the world, seasonality, this is kind of our window to rally into like that June timeframe, isn't it?
Sometime in the next 30 days, we'll put in a seasonal high. You know, it's where the clock is ticking. And the last couple of years with these larger stocks to use years that we've had, we've tended to set the highs in May. Now, we only have 11 days left in the month, so it doesn't necessarily look like that. As long as it really kind of depends on what wheat wants to do, because I have the feeling is if we lose some leadership from wheat, corn's going to drop fairly hard here. So
yeah, now definitely a lot of things to watch this grain trade. We're going to keep an eye on it. I want to ask you livestock quick, cattle especially. Started the week Monday kind of mixed, but boxed beef continuing to soar higher. Both choice and select got above 300 on the midday Monday. Man, oh man, it just feels like boxed beef is really giving this cattle market some good underlying fundamental support right now.
It is. I'm still a little bit cautious about it because it doesn't necessarily have to translate into cash prices. What cash prices were firmer last week, $2 to $4. I think the South traded $2 firmer, I should say. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the underlying support, what I'd like to see though, with cash being this firm, I'd like to see this June, August spread starting to firm up here a little bit. It really hasn't done anything yet. I don't know if it's just early, but the cash on the June should lead against the August here at some point in the next, you know, 15 to 30 days.
Well, definitely, you know, I think with summer grilling season here, too, can that help out some overall demand at the retail counter? That for both beef and pork, that's going to be something I'm watching as well here over the next couple of weeks. How about you, Garrett?
Absolutely. And I've noticed, you look at the retail prices at the store. I mean, you know, beef is expensive at the store. There are some sales around. Maybe they're starting to pick that up ahead of Memorial Day. But pork, you know, pork is cheap, you know, and I think there's going to be some demand loss here at some point.
Well, Garrett, good stuff. Before we let you go, anything final you want to share or reiterate with folks here today on AOA?
You know, I just want to reiterate, these markets move so quickly. So, you know, have a plan in place. Have some target prices where you want to have them. It may get filled in the overnight while you're sleeping. So don't necessarily shoot from the hip, but you'll be proactive in your marketing, and you can still have a profitable year.
Garrett, if folks want to reach out to you and talk markets and go through their market plan, where can they get a hold of you at?
Sure, they can look us up online at www.agtradertalk.com.
AgTraderTalk.com is where you can catch up with Garrett Toy. Garrett, thanks for joining us again on AOA. Appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Once again, Garrett Toy there with Ag Trader Talk, joining us here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll talk Farm Bill and DC news headlines with Richard Fordyce on the way right after this. Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, where we take a close look at the benefits of cooperative ownership. Every week, we'll host a new guest and discuss how you can get the most from working with your local cooperative. And we'll learn why farmers and ranchers just like you choose cooperatives to help them persevere and prosper. Tune in each Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success...
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Capitol Hill, former FSA administrator, now the business growth director for agriculture at Osborne Barr Paramore, Richard Fordyce. Richard, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, Jesse, I'm great. It's great to hear from you. Looking forward to our conversation.
I'm just going to start with this. There is a lot of partisanship going on around this farm bill. I think more so than I can remember in terms of you know, the fight over nutrition versus farm programs, Democrats versus Republicans. Does it feel like that there's more partisan fighting going on than there really ever has been in terms of a farm bill?
You know, it seems that way, doesn't it, Jesse? And I suppose it's accentuated. We're in a presidential election year. You know, I think that plays into it just a little bit. Interestingly, I was actually scheduled to be in Washington this week. As you know, I serve on Chairman Thompson's Ag Advisory Committee, and we were going to have a committee meeting, and then that got canceled, 10 days ago or so because of a scheduling conflict. And I think we know what that scheduling conflict is this week. But, you know, I do think that there has been a good bit of sparring, I guess, positioning, whatever. And it's in my opinion, it's over some things that there ought to be a way to compromise. Right. You know, if you look at some of the Congressional Budget Office, some of the early scoring, what is this farm bill going to cost? You know, the nutrition title is still right there at 80%, right? 80% of all of the money outlaid for this new farm bill, you know, nutrition is still leading by a lot. Obviously there are some particulars where, you know, from a policy standpoint, from a participation standpoint, where, you know, Democrats and Republicans are not going to be aligned, and haven't been really, frankly, for a long time. So, you know, I think that, you know, there is going to be some work ahead. As you mentioned, Senator Thompson and the House Ag Committee are going to do bill markup this week. And so, you know, the Senate will have their version, House will have their version, you know, then we'll conference and we'll figure out how we can get the two melded together to be one.
Well, and I know that a lot of this boils down to A, how are we going to pay for this farm bill? But then B, where is that money going to come from? And I know a lot of anti-hunger groups and others, environmental groups, have opposed Chairman Thompson's farm bill text, whereas a lot of agriculture-based groups have been happy with the text. And that's kind of that split that I'm noticing here as well. And in terms of the Senate version of this, I know there's even some fighting going on between Republicans and Democrats on the Senate side too. And I was on a press call Monday afternoon with Secretary Tom Vilsack, Ag Secretary Vilsack, and Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow. Now they were announcing $300 million in more funding under the RAP program, the Regional Ag Promotion Program for export markets. But also on that call, they talked a little bit about the farm bill, and Secretary Vilsack kind of leaned more towards favoring Senator Stabenow's approach. I just feel like there's a lot going on here to unpack in terms of trying to get this farm bill over the finish line, Richard.
Yeah, there is. And I don't know, you know, there are some. So I think both the Senate and the House want to try to address the issue with reference prices and raising reference prices. I believe it's the Senate. You'll probably correct me, Jesse, if I'm wrong. But I believe the Senate version carves out some specific commodities for the ability to raise those reference prices. The House version includes more commodities for a raise in that reference price. I don't know, you know, I don't know how they're going to pay for that, because depending on how that's scored, you know, with all the scenarios that can be presented through the ARC and PLC programs, you know, what that's going to cost and how they're going to pay for it. But I did find it interesting, and again, I think I'm correct, that the Senate bill has more Southern-related commodities that they're wanting to raise reference prices. Yep. The House version is more across the board, you know, I guess more like Corn Belt Title I commodities included in their proposal. I thought that was interesting. So I do think that there is a gap, certainly between the Senate version and the House version, and how we get together on that, I think, is is going to be interesting. And you do make an excellent point where you've got, you know, hunger advocates, food, nutrition advocates, not super happy with Chairman Thompson's version in some cases, but not everywhere. And then also, you know, from the environmental community, you know, are we going to take some money out of the Inflation Reduction yeah. Act to fund some conservation practices, which to me makes a ton of sense because I can't recall when that bill was passed and signed by the president, but it's been a good bit of time.
It expires soon. Yeah.
Yeah. And that money has not been used.
Yeah.
And so it makes a ton of sense to me to be able to use some of that and put some additional dollars, you know, in conservation programs, you know, whether you like the terminology or not, climate smart agriculture practices, you know, I think that makes some sense to be able to do that.
I'm going to float this idea to you as we kind of wrap up our discussion today. I've thought about this for some time and we maybe even talked about it before and I'm forgetting about it, but are we getting to a point where we have to realistically consider splitting nutrition from ag programs and having two separate bills just with how tough this is getting on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, obviously that idea has been floated for, you know, a number of years. And, you know, on its face, that proposal from an Aggie, that sounds like something we ought to think about doing. But I've talked to a lot of people that have been involved in policy and, you know, members of Congress that are advocates for, you know, the commodity title and the conservation title and the insurance title and all of those things, you know, that directly affect agriculture. And, you know, they will caution against that. And, you know, the big reason is that if you can get through the sausage making of getting a farm bill put together and get agreement, you're going to get a vote on the floor of both the House and the Senate sooner. You know, it can create an environment where you have some compromise and some opportunity for coalition building because, and I was told this a long time ago and it's just stuck with me, you know, every member of Congress has constituents that participate in the nutrition title of the farm bill. Not every member of Congress has a farmer in their district. And so the ability to bring, I guess, shine a spotlight on the farm bill and put some sort of urgency in getting a farm bill passed without the nutrition side of that conversation, I wonder what would happen to just an ag-related farm bill. Would we ever get the momentum behind being able to get something like that passed? But boy, it seems like, Jesse, it seems like every reauthorization of a farm bill, this battle, excuse me, between the nutrition title and the other 11 or 12 titles in the farm bill is a challenge.
It is very much a challenge, and it's something that we're going to just have to see how it works out here in the weeks and months ahead. And Richard, always appreciate the insight as we wrap it up here today. Anything final you would share on this farm bill that you're hearing or just want to remind folks listening in wondering what on earth is going on in terms of this farm bill in D.C. right now?
Well, you know, as I said, I help Chairman Thompson a little bit along with some others that are on his Ag Advisory Committee. And, you know, he was committed even last fall, late summer, said, we're going to get a farm bill done. You know, we were already at that point in an extension. We're going to get a farm bill done. And I believe Chairman Thompson and certainly Chairwoman Stabenow when they both kind of made those statements. But actually to be in a situation where we're going to mark up a bill this week, I honestly wasn't expecting that. And so I think we can take that as a positive. At least we're getting people to the table. We're talking about issues. Hopefully we'll have resolution to some of those issues. So, I mean, to me, I think that's a positive.
Well, we appreciate the time with that Business Growth Director of Agriculture at Osborne Barr Paramore OBP and former FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. Always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jesse. Always good to talk to you.
Back with more AOA brought to you by Cenex right after this.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June and July milk down the 75-cent limit. June at 20.48, July at 20.02. August down 62 to 19.63. September milk down 27 at 19.58. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets closed mostly higher on the day as lower corn prices and higher boxed beef prices helped to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower. Weakness in the pork cutout values continue to pressure hogs along with long liquidation. June live cattle up $1.50 to $182.97. May feeder cattle up $2.25 to $248.95. June hogs down 52 cents to $96.40. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower as planting progress made good progress last week as the corn planting advanced from 49 to 70% complete. That's just below the five-year average. Meanwhile, soybean planting progress was at 52% ahead of the five-year average. Now, global production for wheat is likely on the decline due to global production problems in Europe, also in the Ukraine and Russia and even Australia that supported Chicago wheat. New crop corn down 2 to 482 and a quarter. New crop beans down 3 and 3 quarters to 1213. July wheat up 8 and 3 quarters to 697 and a half.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Military move. When being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara. During the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex Premium Grease has helped equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Trust your local experts at Cenex to find the right premium grease for you or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, right now, we want to discuss trade. Joining us for that conversation, President and CEO of South Dakota Trade, Luke Lindberg, is with us again here on AOA. Luke, it's great to catch up with you again. Hope you're doing well.
Jesse, thanks for having me on. Please excuse my voice. I lost my voice a little bit. I came back from D.C. last week, and I think caught something along the way here. So looking forward to catching up on trade.
Well, I appreciate the time, and we'll try to make it easy on you here so you don't lose your voice anymore. But thank you for joining us on the show. And I know a few different topics for us to catch up. Some recent trade missions, just getting back. I know you guys had a delegation last week in South Africa attending NAMPO. Can you talk about that event and what we found out of that that trade trip last week?
NAMPO is a great opportunity for American leadership in the ag tech space. It's the largest ag manufacturing and technology show in the Southern Hemisphere. There's a ton of people that go to this, and it really gives American companies the ability to show how we're leading in the advanced production and pushing production agriculture to the next level. You know, so one company that we had from South Dakota that was there is CAW Industries, based in Rapid City, South Dakota. They have a great product called Plant Catalyst that you can spray on crops in a arid environment and helps them grow with less nutrient density and less other stuff being sprayed on them. And so they got a chance to go down there. They're actually continuing their trip up the east coast of Africa this week. But those are the kind of product innovations we're trying to highlight. And again, we go there to these kinds of trade shows. We get booth access for these companies. And our goal is to help them sell products at the end of the day. We want to make sure we're exporting more from South Dakota. So it was a great experience, good opportunity. We had a few companies participate virtually as well. We're just creating those chances for those companies to make sure they get in front of the right buyers in those foreign markets.
Well, it's always good to hear about trade trips like that. South Africa, of course, one area that I think we have a lot of opportunity. But also, you think about Taiwan, Japan, other countries in Southeast Asia. I know there was recently that USDA trip to India, for instance. So a lot of opportunity there. And I know you guys have another one coming up in June, I believe, going to Taiwan and Japan. Talk about that a little bit.
We do. We got a great partnership this year with South Dakota Biotech, our biotech association here in the state, to co-plan a trade delegation that's going to be led by our lieutenant governor and our secretary of agriculture and natural resources to Japan first and Taiwan second. And both those markets are great buyers of beef. They're great buyers of soybeans. There's some good corn opportunities in the DDG space, as well as, you know, Japan updated some of their ethanol blending requirements last year. So we feel really bullish on that East Asia region and are excited to be leading a delegation. We even have our South Dakota State University in discussions right now with a ag university in Taiwan to talk about ways they can partner on research and commercialization, bringing new products to market, those kinds of things as well. So it'll be a robust opportunity for us to bring the Midwest out to that region. We're excited about it.
We're talking with Luke Lindberg, president and CEO of South Dakota Trade. Luke, you mentioned you were in D.C. last week, and I've followed along on your LinkedIn account a little bit. Looked like you guys were out there for some great events. Talk about what you were doing in D.C. last week as well.
It's a great honor of mine to serve on the board of directors for the National Association of District Export Councils. This is the group that advocates and associates all of the America's small and medium-sized exporters together. So it's everything from your mom-and-pop shop manufacturers to farmers and service providers who have one or two clients overseas. And so we're there representing these small businesses. They're the backbone of America's economy, and exports often bring their businesses diversification, makes them stronger, right? If they're just selling in their local market and all of a sudden there's an economic downturn or there's a bad year of crop growth, we know that can impact, you know, the everyday American business that's on Main Street. And so when we can get them to sell overseas, it creates new opportunities for them to take their products, sell them to maybe a higher price point in a different market, or at least have more buyers out there. Nobody wants to have just one buyer. And so our organization had its 50th anniversary conference last week, And it's just a great group to be spending time with and supporting those small and medium-sized exporters right here in the heartland and beyond.
Well, and you think about those exporters in the heartland, and of course, you guys focus on exports from the state of South Dakota. And Luke, we talked about this before, and I know it's been a lot of chatter recently, various committee hearings on Capitol Hill, et cetera, just looking at the overall lack of a trade agenda, I guess you could say, from this current administration, especially on the ag side. You know, no real new deals done. Just not much, not really a willingness, it seems like, to open new markets here in terms of doing trade deals, more just little things here or there, it feels like. I guess your overall stance and what you've heard and your feeling on just where trade sits right now across the country here in terms of ag trade just feels like we're not making any headway in many markets we should be.
There was just a few weeks ago, the Senate had a hearing where Ambassador Tai, the U.S. Trade Representative, was asked to come testify. And I think you can see that there was a number of senators that expressed frustration around a lack of a trade agenda to open up new markets. Exactly what you're saying, Jesse, that there is just a kind of a standstill in Washington right now on a trade agenda that puts our companies and our producers first and allows them to pursue new market access and, you know, existing markets and enforcing the existing provisions we have in trade agreements. And so there is a lot of frustration we're hearing from folks. We do believe it's important, you know, to have these markets overseas. Again, a tremendous amount of our agricultural products end up outside of America's shores, and it should be that way. We continue to increase yields, increase production capacity, and we need a place to sell these things into. And so we need to be doing more of this work to get out there, take American farm interests, and open up and create those opportunities in those foreign markets. And so I do think there's quite a lack of progress at the moment, and more should be done.
Well, and it's something too that we continue to have conversations about. And I know in terms of South Dakota trade, you guys are already preparing for the Midwest Agricultural Export Summit coming up this August. And let's talk about that a little bit, because that's an event where you guys bring together a lot of great minds, stakeholders, and more to talk about issues like our lack of new trade deals and things like that. So talk about this year's event. I know already shape it up to be a great, great lineup, isn't it, Luke?
It is. And it's a great example of when DC's in a standstill, right? We see that states like South Dakota and our neighbors, we invite seven regional states to come to this event. We take matters into our own hands and we make progress even when Washington's unable to do so. And I think that's actually a trend we're seeing, is a lot more states are doubling down, investing in their state trade offices and in the programs that we offer through South Dakota Trade and events like this, because we know this is an important part of our production agriculture. And when DC can't get the job done, we're going to do it for them. And so this event is designed to collaborate more, to bring foreign buyers into the mix, to look at ways we can continue to support our farmers and ranchers in producing and selling their products overseas. So we've got Director Vinton from Nebraska already confirmed to come speak. Commissioner Goring from North Dakota is coming down. Our Secretary of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Hunter Roberts, is coming. We've got a whole great group of folks from former Ambassador Kip Thom, who was the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. for food and ag, and many others confirmed to come speak. And again, the idea is that we can brainstorm ways to be more effective and produce more and sell more overseas. So this year's theme is capitalizing on our comparative advantages, and we're looking forward to unpacking that with some of our top-tier guests.
Well, I know coming up here just a few months away in August, SouthDakotaTrade.com. I'm sure folks can get more information and definitely want to stay up to date on more details as you guys roll them out for this year's summit, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Appreciate that opportunity.
You bet. SouthDakotaTrade.com for more information. And again, the Midwest Ag Export Summit coming up here this August. And Luke, really appreciate the time today here on AOA. I know we'll have a conversation again real soon. We're up against the clock, though. Thank you for joining us, as always, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Good to be on with you, Jesse. Thank you, sir.
And once again, Luke Lindberg, the president and CEO of South Dakota Trade, joining us here today on AOA. And they're doing some great work there at South Dakota Trade. Again, their Midwest Agricultural Export Summit is coming up on August 14th at the Sanford Barn in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So definitely mark your calendars and stay tuned. They're going to have more details out real soon about their agenda and the speakers, a few of those that Luke mentioned. Stay up to date at SouthDakotaTrade.com. Today's show brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Learn more at your nearest Cenex location or visit Cenex.com. for details. Well, coming up next, we're going to take a look at some news headlines before we wrap up the show. Of course, it's a Farm Bill Markup Week in D.C. We'll talk about that and take a look at a few other ag news notes. That's on the way next here on AOA.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind to know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
A promise is potent, born of intention, fueled by commitment. It's seeing things through, always showing up. And we know a thing or two about promises here at Susan G. Komen. Over 40 years ago, we locked arms with you toward one vision, a world without breast cancer. By investing in life-saving research and standing up for patient rights, we are shifting the system so all people everywhere get the care they deserve. Because if you've just been diagnosed and don't know where to turn, we've got you. If you can't afford the treatment you need, we've got you. And if you are driven to raise money to honor the best friend you've just lost, we have a place for you here. Because of you, we're supporting those who need help today while tirelessly searching for tomorrow's cures. Ending breast cancer needs all of us. Visit Komen.org and be a part of the Susan G. Komen community today.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Ken Zuckerberg, Director of Global Research with CHS, describes trends contributing to volatility in agriculture. Ken, agriculture has always been a commodity-driven business. Is there more volatility today than 5 to 10 years ago?
There is more volatility now in both ag and energy commodities during this post-COVID period than we saw during the, call it, 5 years prior to that. However, at present, markets have actually discounted or gotten used to several of the recent political and geopolitical shocks, namely Russia-Ukraine, the Middle East conflicts, and tension related to China.
What are the major trends creating uncertainty in agriculture right now?
So we see five trends really impacting the U.S. and global ag space. And these trends we think are going to persist for quite some time. First is higher inflation and interest rates. Second trend is geopolitical instability. Domestic politics, that's the third one. Two more of the five trends, China. China is undergoing a series of economic and structural changes that will impact long-term demand for ag products. Fifth and finally is weather volatility.
What strategies can farmers implement to manage risk?
So the first is having the right mindset and understanding that, you know, the new normal, if you will, may involve higher interest rates, higher levels of inflation, and more expert execution. Think about, you know, strategic planning. Think about having some trusted outside advisors, as well as internal staff that can help you farm better.
Ken, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pleasure visiting with you, Jesse, as always.
And thank you.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA today brought to you by Cenex. When using high-quality Cenex lubricants, rest assured that you'll get the most out of your equipment, whether it be on the farm and ranch or the construction site. Learn more at Cenex.com or visit your local Cenex location for more information. Jesse Allen back with you here today on AOA. It is Farm Bill Markup Week here on Capitol Hill this week. House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson releasing his Farm Bill draft this past Friday ahead of the committee's long-awaited markup set for this coming Thursday. Now, reaction coming in ahead of that markup, including from the Democratic side of the aisle. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott says the discussion draft of the Farm Bill released by Chairman Thompson, quote, confirms his worst fears, end quote. Now, he accuses Republicans of planning to pay for the Farm Bill by taking food out of the mouths of hungry children. Scott adding, quote, they're also restricting farmers from receiving the climate smart conservation funding they so desperately need. The draft also bars the USDA from providing financial assistance to farmers in times of crisis, end quote. Now, some of the few rural Democrats left in the House are under growing pressure from senior Democrats to oppose the bill in markup, according to reports from Politico. And a group of frontline ag Democrats met last week to consider farm bill approaches and discuss policy options a day after senior Democrats pressed them to oppose the House bill in a closed-door meeting, again, according to Politico. So it seems like a lot of pushback from Democrats, also watching Senate Ag Chair Democrat Debbie Stabenow of Michigan trying to rally House Ag Democrats around her rival proposal as well on the Senate side, as Senator Stabenow has warned both publicly and privately that she'll block any farm bill that touches climate or nutrition programs, as she doesn't want to harm her legacy. And that's something that definitely bears watching here. Now, House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson is pushing back against Democrats' attacks on the Farm Bill proposal set for committee markup this Thursday. Thompson argues his newly named Farm Food and National Security Act is bipartisan, despite top House and Senate Ag Democrats' multiple claims it isn't. Thompson spoke on NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast.
It is built in a bipartisan way, a transparent, open process, and we've got I've got provisions I put into the chairman's mark that have come from both Republicans and Democrats and, quite frankly, the industry.
The top ag Democrats held a strategy meeting ahead of Thursday's planned farm bill markup that included House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries and issued a statement that Thompson didn't listen to them and undermines the bill's chances this year, as I was talking about earlier. Well, here's Thompson's response to that.
Let's not bring the politics to the Agriculture Committee like there are some folks who are trying to do that. You know, let's stay on the practical side, the policy side, and get this passed. So we can find a pathway to the floor and, quite frankly, provide something, maybe some type of model or an example for the Senate to follow.
And once again, as I was talking about, retiring Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow has said repeatedly and publicly that she won't let her legacy be reducing food stamp benefits to pay for farm programs, though Thompson and the GOP argue nutrition programs at more than 80% of the farm bill need reform, and the farm safety net, trade, and research need a boost. Thompson's hope.
I would hope that all members, Republican and Democrat, recognize the urgency, you know, the struggles and the challenges. It's almost been unprecedented what our farmers and ranchers have been up against over the past 6 years.
And once again, that is House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson comments on NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast, pushing back on some of the Democratic attacks on the farm bill. And a lot of the pushback, it seems like, has come from Democrats, as well as a lot of anti-hunger groups and environmental groups pushing back against the text released by Chairman Thompson, while a lot of ag groups have been fairly supportive here in recent days. So we'll be watching this closely as we go to markup on Thursday and see what this looks like. I do know this. There's been just so much partisanship surrounding this farm bill, and it seems like we've really been trending that direction for quite some time. And it makes me wonder, and again, I am no policy expert. Some folks are going to hear me say this and probably laugh and move on with their day, or they might, you know, send me a note and yell at me for saying this. But is it time to maybe think about splitting the nutrition title away from the ag programs in the farm bill to make this easier? It just seems like it's getting tougher and tougher to get a new farm bill done when you have such a big nutrition title portion and then the ag programs and trying to fund it all, et cetera. I've been told in the past that that's really not possible, but maybe it's an idea to revisit. I don't know. We'll definitely be asking experts that we talk to here in the coming weeks ahead, though, if that is something that would potentially be feasible as we continue to watch the back and forth on Capitol Hill surrounding a new five-year farm bill. Well, some corn farmers having difficulty getting the crop in the ground, if they're done, have already maybe turned their attention back to marketing, particularly the old crop, and they have a lot of it left and are just hopeful that something will pop up and they can make a sale. But they'll probably want maybe more than the market's willing to offer at this point, depending on what's happening. Frayn Olson, agricultural economist with North Dakota State University Extension, says there's a lot of old crop to move yet.
One of the things I've been talking about this last spring with some of the folks up here, because we have farmers that have a lot of corn left from last year. We also have quite a bit of wheat left in the bin. And so this has been a challenge to try and get everybody to recognize the shift in the marketplace. But what I've been trying to get folks to think about and talk about is take your inventory that you have right now and put it into kind of two different piles, if you will.
He talks about those two different piles.
One pile, call that your gambling bushels. And these are the bushels you're able to park aside and say, you know, I'm willing, if there is a problem this year or if we start to see a big rally, these are the bushels that I'm willing to kind of gamble with to see what happens. And then you have another bucket. And the second bucket is those bushels you either need to sell because of cash flow purposes to make sure that you're paying your bills on time, or you need to be able to move to make sure that you have bin space available for the 24 crop.
Olson says that the second pile is the one he'll be focused on.
Every farmer is going to be different on how much they put into the two buckets. But I want you to be really thinking hard about this second bucket, meaning those bushels that you need to move soon. And given the inventories, not only that we have domestically in the United States, but also global inventories, we will get some pops, we'll get some bumps, we're going to have some sparks in the marketplace here and there. But to have a long extended rally is going to be really difficult. It's going to have to take a very big problem someplace for that to really play out.
And once again, that is comments with Frayn Olson, ag economist with North Dakota State University Extension. With that, we're out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Learn more at cenex.com. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. I've loved and cared for rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why Save by